This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number. 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rosary from New Hampshire with a question about her lawn.
Rose, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with your lawn?
Okay. Yes, what's happening to my... I had a beautiful lawn. We were using Milorganite because we have a very sandy soil. And we've been here for 54 years. The lawn became beautiful. But I had some clover. So I used Milorganite early spring. And 8 weeks later, weed and feed. And, of course, we can't water the lawn very much because of the drought and, you know. And most of the lawn turned brown, and I ended up with, I think it's purling. It's a weed that's been, it's very easy to pull out. But, you know, there's so much of it. I'm on my hands and knees on an acre trying to pull it up, but... It also, what we got crabgrass, which we had a better lawn before we put all this on it this spring. So we have a big issue, and I don't know if we should use a weed and feed in a couple of weeks in the fall. And, we have a place that I've been watering with the lawn, and the grass came up. You know, it's an acre lot, so I have a little area, and I've been using and the grass came up, and it's beautiful. But there's another part that after I used the weed and feed, most of the lawn was brown. It looked like it was completely gone.
Right.
But some of it is coming up. So I know it's not completely dead, so I don't know what to do in the fall.
Okay. What I would do, wait until, I'd give it another couple of weeks, and hopefully the weather pattern will change. And we'll get some rain, and you'll see that things are going to improve. And then, as far as crabgrass, it's too late right now to try and kill the crabgrass. The reason is it's getting ready to go to seed, which if you think you got crabgrass now, wait till next year. So the thing that really helps when your crabgrass gets ready to make that like a wheat-type tassel, the crabgrass itself will begin to have a pink to a red coloration to the foliage. And when you start to see the... seed heads come out. It looks like the old-fashioned antenna. You want to mow the grass, but if you have a bag, use the bag, because as you cut it, all of the seed heads will get sucked into the bag and not blown all over the lawn to make it worse. So if you don't have a lawnmower with a bag, and there's a neighbor that does, ask them if you can borrow it. And mow your grass, when the bag fills up, dump it in the woods or throw it in the trash. Do not put it in your compost pile. And that will prevent the crabgrass from being even worse next year. Now, in the spring next year, because you've had crabgrass, you need to use a crabgrass preventer. And you can buy a fertilizer and crabgrass preventer combination that will kill the seed and encourage the good grasses to get thicker to fill in the soil so there's no room for any crabgrass that does germinate. And then any broadleaf weeds, in a couple of weeks, get a product from Bonide, and it's called Weed Beater Ultra. And it comes with a built-in sprayer. And you take this sprayer, you attach the bottle to your hose, and as the water comes out, it mixes. And if you spray your clover now, wait a couple of weeks, do it again, it will kill the clover. And it will take care of dandelions and chickweed and ajugar and all that kind of stuff. So if you can kill the weeds early and then feed the lawn, then you're going to be ahead of the game for next year, and you're going to have a much better looking lawn. With the drought, with the heat, lawns have taken a real hit. So by killing what's there weed-wise, sucking up the crabgrass seed heads so that they're not able to produce seed for next year, and then feeding the lawn to make it thicker, it's going to be a big difference overall in your lawn.
Yes, Paul?
Okay.
All right, now, another question? Okay, so it's not wise to use the weed and feed this fall, then?
You can use the weed and feed. Are the weeds over the whole lawn?
Oh, no, I have good areas. But will the weeds, I'm wondering if I should, you know, these weeds now, I don't believe that they're perennial weeds. It looks like a purline. I've been looking at my book. It's a weed that, It spreads out like at least a foot, and it's very easy to pull up. But, you know, when you get about 1,000, you know, different areas, it's a large lawn. I'm pulling them out, you know, just, but I don't think they're perennials, you know. It's just something that, it's, you know, like I said, I wanted to do right, and the lawn ended up, you know. That's why I don't know if I should put a weed and feed this fall. Wait till we have plenty of rainfall. And a lot of the grass is good. I can see where I watered and took care of it. But there are areas that turn to, because I couldn't water. I have everything that I need. We're going to do the, you know, we have the tractor to pick up the crabgrass and everything. We have everything we need. We have, you know, we don't have irrigation. We don't have this, you know, but we have hoses every place, so we could water the lawn, but the whole truth of it is we have drought, and our aquifer is down to, you know, not the state,
right.
I believe. We didn't have enough rain, so I don't want to be using the water, you know. And
right.
But the weed and feed is another question. Do you think we should wait till fall to a little later and use that? Because I, you know, to use the weed
just
wait till next spring?
If you use the weed and feed, you've got to do the whole lawn. Okay?
All right.
Because you want to feed the lawn and kill the weeds.
Yes.
If the weeds are here and there.
Yes.
Or in sections.
Yes.
Buy the Bonide liquid Weed Beater Ultra. Spray those areas to kill the weeds, and then as the weeds die, then you're going to buy a straight fertilizer, like this turf truss, or put down the malogonite, and then you're going to be all set. And that way, you're not putting and spending the extra money to put a weed killer on areas where there's no weeds. So concentrate on the weed areas with a liquid. See, a liquid, when you spray it on the plant, will be absorbed into the plant instantly. A granular product, like a weed feed, the grass has to be wet. You apply it with a powder. The powder dissolves in the water and then goes into the plant. So if you don't have any morning dew, then you got to bring out your sprinkler, wet the entire lawn, and then apply the weed and feed. So for me, it's a lot easier to buy a liquid broadleaf weed killer, Weed Beater Ultra, spray all of the weeded areas, they'll be dead in 2 weeks, and then put your malogonite fertilizer and you'll be in great shape. And then next year, buy a crabgrass preventer with fertilizer, and you're going to be ahead of the game, believe me. Thank you, and you have a great weekend. Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternative. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
When roaches invade your home, don't turn to complicated, messy products. Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel helps you fight back. The easy one-touch applicator lets you dab small, precise doses in areas where roaches love to hide, leaving no odor or mess. It's just that easy. And Bayer Advanced Roach Killer Gel kills all major types of roaches for up to 6 months or until bait is consumed. Home Pest Roach Killer Gel from Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Mass with a question about sumac.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with the sumac?
I'm really calling for my son who lives in Western Mass, and he has a whole side of his hill that's filled with sumac. He tries to cut it down, and it grows twice as fast.
Okay. So right now he has sumac that's probably 6, 7, 8 feet tall.
Yes.
Okay. Right now, your sumac, just like Japanese bamboo, is starting to make a flower. And when it makes a flower, it takes all the energy that's stored in the roots, sends it up into the branches to produce the blossom that will make seed that will make the sumac spread even more. So there are two products that he can spray on the sumac. It won't kill them all, but it's going to really, really hurt them.
Wonderful.
One of them is called DuraZone, DuraZone. It's made by Bayer Lawn and Garden. And the other one is called Clean Up. It's made by Bonide. And it's a product similar to Roundup. The only difference is that it's 4 times stronger, and it's less money because it's a generic version, just like our medicine that we take. And if he can spray it, wait about a week or 10 days, and do it again, he is going to really hurt that plant. And then when all the leaves come off, cut the sumac right down to the ground. and I mean as close to the ground as he can get it. Next spring, you're going to see little shoots coming up. Mow it.
Oh.
Just keep mowing it or taking a weed whacker and cutting it down, and that sumac will be history.
Wonderful. And does he spray from the top down or the bottom up?
He's going to spray the foliage. He can get it underneath the leaf and on top of the leaf, and it will work just as good. But get it on the leaf, and on the day where there's no rain, which is about every day, and you're going to see a big difference in that plant dying. Because right now, it's hot, it's dry, the plant's under stress, and when you add a weed killer, it's going to knock it out.
Very well. Thank you so very much for all of your advice.
All right, thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye now. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Margaret from New Hampshire with a question about her potted plants.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call. I've got my pots outside, and I want to bring them in, this geraniums, this oregano, and I want to know, is there anything I can put inside the plants, inside the pots, to get rid of any bugs or whatever's in there?
Okay. What I do, my wife and I love fresh herbs, and we grow 6-inch pots of things like parsley, chives, oregano, fennel, and a couple others. And we grow them on a patio. And then about the time the kids go back to school, we move them inside the house. But before we do, I use a product called All Season Oil. And it's made by Bonide. Now, let me tell you why I use All Season Oil. All Season Oil is organic, so there's no toxicity when you bring it in the house, and you can use it all winter long on your house plants. Number two, when you spray it on a plant, the oil is like a wax. And when you get it on an egg of an insect, it smothers it. It kills the adult, the young, and the egg.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden. Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University.
To learn more about ASU Online Degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have open lines this morning. The number to call if you need some help is 855-660-4261. You call, talk with Tom. He'll get you set up and will help you to have some problems solved that you may be experiencing in your garden. And we'll try and help you if you need information on plant material, if you're doing some landscaping and so forth. We've had a rough year. And I'll tell you, if you want some additional help, it's free. If you have a computer, if you go to my website, and the website is paulisparent.com, paulparent.com, and on the top left, it says newsletter. If you click on the newsletter, put your email address, every single Thursday, I will send you a newsletter. It's free. And we have three stories every single week. This week I did a story on a beautiful, very, very fast-growing vine called Silver Lace Vine. And this will grow 10 feet a year. I like it much better than clematis because it's a lot hardier. And if it gets to be too big, you just chop it back. But you can put it, if you have, let's say, a chain link fence and you want privacy, you plant the silver lace vine every other section of fence. And in 2 years, you cannot see through the chain link fence. Or you can put it on a trellis or an arbor. It's in bloom right now. Beautiful, delicate white flower. And it's, if you go to the website, You can see it. What else did we talk about this week? Oh, fall blooming anemones. And they look like miniature dahlias, single dahlias. And they're in bloom right now. And they are out of this world. We put a little bit of music in there for you. Sometimes it's oldies, sometimes it's new stuff. This week it's Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Tony Bennett. And we put a recipe. And this week's recipe is one of my favorites. It is Summer Garden Minestrone Soup. And in the minestrone soup, summer squash, zucchini, celery, collard greens or kale, green beans, carrots, corn that you would slice right off the ear, some pasta, fresh herbs from your garden. And I'm telling you, if you want something tasty, this is a great recipe. So sign up for it. Go to paulparent.com, click on email newsletter, put in your email address, and every Thursday you will get a newsletter from us. Okay? Simple as that. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chet from New Hampshire with a question about clovers.
Chet, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can
Thank
we help you out today?
I have two questions. One has to do with clover. Can I plant the clover in my septic field?
Oh, yeah. I mean, clover is, you know, some people call it a weed. But I'll tell you, it's a great plant because clover has the ability to take the nitrogen that's in the air, pull it into the foliage, and put it into the soil to help to rebuild the soil. Clover requires a lot less water, and to me, it's pretty. It depends what you want. If you want a lawn that's just grass, that's great. If you have a problem area, clover will grow like on the side of a hill to prevent erosion. So it's a good plant for most people, but people who want or your traditional lawn, it's a weed.
I didn't know I could grow it on a hill. Does the soil have to be, a very good soil, or could it be marginal?
Clover will grow where there's nothing but dirt. So it's a very easy to grow plant. It doesn't require a lot of maintenance, and it's something that I know that you can grow without a lot of care.
Okay, my other question has to do with spraying my spruce. That all season oil, can I spray the spruce with that?
What do you have on your spruce?
Well, first of all, to begin with, there's blue spruce, and it seems like there's, some of the stuff is turning brown.
Some of the needles are turning
right,
brown?
Right.
And it's beginning to fall.
Right.
Okay. You don't, what you have is a fungus. And all over New England, and it could be elsewhere, but I've noticed that all over New England, there is a disease that's attacking the blue spruce, and it's been happening for the last 3 years. I recognized it. I did a story that's in the newsletter archive, and if you send me an email, I will email you back and tell you where it is offhand. I can't remember, but what you need to do is this. Number one, in the fall, rake all of the dead needles underneath your blue spruce. And then you spray your tree with this special fungicide that's available at all garden centers. And then in the spring, When the new growth comes out, you spray your blue spruce again to kill the spores. If you don't, I'll tell you, from where I live in Maine, and I've traveled all over New England doing consultations, within the next 5 years, I'm going to guess that 50% of all of the blue spruce in New England will be dead because of this fungus.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it really is. As I said, I contacted the state of Maine. They gave me the information. I put it in the newsletter. But send me an email, and my email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner, all one word, .com. And just say, you call the show, question about blue spruce disease, and I'll email you the actual article so that you can have it to read, and it will tell you what to use.
Okay. I forgot to ask something about the soil with respect to the clover. And I have the sandy soil. Is there anything I can do to improve on that and make it somewhat less sandy? I'd be able to grow it on that sandy soil.
Yeah, the one product that I really like, I mean, if you've got a compost pile, use compost. There's a product called Cocoa Fiber. And Cocoa Fiber can hold as much water as peat moss. The only difference is peat moss will last 1 year. But the cocoa fiber will last 3 to 5 years in your soil. And if you go down to your local garden center, a company called Fafard out of Canada sells cocoa fiber by the bag. And you just till it into your soil, and that will help to retain the moisture, and it's going to help you a great deal.
Okay, I appreciate that, and here's hoping that that it takes in that soil that I have. I'm very concerned, you know, do all that work and yet not get any activity on it.
Yeah, I don't think that you have to worry, because clover is a very, very good plant, and it can grow just about anywheres.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate your help.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye now. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Cynthia from Maine with a question about her roses.
Hi, Cynthia. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you. I have some climbing roses that I want to trim back quite significantly, and I wondered if I did it within this next week, whether it would be too late for it to gab.
No, it won't be too late. How big? I mean, how long have they been there?
15 or 20 years, and they go up over the roof.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely prune them back. You've got all of September for where you made the cut to scab over to prevent dehydration during the winter. And what I would do is do the pruning now and then feed it with plant tone fertilizer. And
okay.
For a rose bush that's that big, I would use a 5-pound bag. And what you would do is come out about 18 inches away from the main stem. Take a crowbar. Make a hole about every 6 to 10 inches. Put a handful in each hole. Make the hole about 6 to 8 inches deep. Put a handful of food, And then every time it rains or you water, it will dissolve the food, it will feed the plant, it will help to replace the energy and get it ready for next year, and it will help to create the scab that will seal where you made the cut.
Right.
Now, when you make the cut, make it at a slight angle.
Okay, and what percentage would you say I could trim it to?
If it's that tall, I could cut it in half.
Okay. All right, that's what I needed to know.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. If we can help you, and this time of the year we all need some help, don't be shy. Pick up the phone. Call 855-660-4261. Talk with Tom. He's a good guy. He'll get you set up, make you feel comfortable, and we'll work together to solve your problems. Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternatives. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer. For weeks now, I've been telling you about Natural Alternative Organic Mosquito, Tick, and Flea Control. Well, folks, here's the latest news on getting rid of mosquitoes and ticks. Natural Alternative's parent company, Natural Lawn of America, has been treating lawns for 30 years now. These professionally trained technicians can treat your property to get rid of mosquitoes safely. The service is called Mosquito Ranger. It attacks mosquitoes so that you can enjoy the outdoor spaces right away. If ticks are a problem, ask for Natural Lawn about Tick Ranger for tick control. Mosquito Ranger and Tick Ranger are pet and kid friendly, so if you like the convenience of mosquitoes and tick services, call our good friends at Natural Lawn of America at 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5484.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Give us a call if you're a little bit confused, you're discouraged, things are not going your way, and I'll try and work with you to see if we can put a positive spin on it, because gardening should be fun. And, you know, some years it's not as much fun, and this year is just one of those years. But things will get better. Let's hope so. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Mass with a question about ivy.
Tom, good morning. How can we help you with your ivy today?
Paul, how are you?
Good.
I'm trying to establish an ivy bed, and I have been for the last couple of years, and it's been growing in. This is English ivy, and this year in particular, it's I can't say it's been overtaken, but there's quite a bit of crabgrass and other weeds, most notably, I don't know the name of the weed, but it's kind of like a spider. It's easy to pull out, but there are thousands of them now. And this is a big bed. It's probably 500 or 600 square feet. So my question is there anything I can spray in here that'll kill the crabgrass and the other weeds, but not the ivy?
Okay. Is the ivy thick?
In certain areas it is, and in certain areas it isn't.
Okay. Many years ago, when I first started working at a nursery in Scituate, Massachusetts, Kennedy's Country Gardens, I had a customer come in, and he had planted about 10 trays of 50 plants of English ivy. and he planted it across the whole front of the house in between the shrubbery. And I told him it's going to take a couple of years. It'll get caught, and once it's caught, it'll be weed-free problem. And that first winter, we had no snow, and the leaves all turned brown. And I went over because he was panicked and scratched the stems. They were all green, but they got dehydrated. So what I did was this. I told him to weed the areas, and he said, well, there's too many weeds. I said, you have to do it all in one day. When you get home from work, change your clothes, grab a ball of beer, and get out there and weed for an hour and a half, and get the whole bed hand-weeded. When you're done, get a bag of Holly Tone and broadcast it throughout the entire bed of your English ivy. And then I want you to buy a bale or two of peat moss. And peat moss comes compacted in a bale. I want you to break it out of the bale, fluff it, and I want you to dump it all over your English ivy bed so that you only see maybe 25% of the leaves sticking out of the peat moss.
Okay.
Water it on a weekly or a bi-weekly, and what happens is the stems, because ivy is a vine, when that stem is covered with an inch or so of peat moss and it's kept moist, it will sprout a shoot. And by the end of summer, he came to the nursery and he said, you need to stop by the house on your way home. I did. It was so lush and so thick, and he had no weeds. It was absolutely incredible because every stem that had lost leaves, because it was covered with peat moss and fed with the Holly Tone and watered, produced all of this new growth. It thickened it, and today he has to keep pruning it back so it doesn't come into the lawn. So weed it the best you can. Don't let the weeds go to seed.
Okay.
And all then right. Feed it. Put the peat moss. There's no weed killer that you can use that will hurt the ivy. So you got to do it by hand. Feed it, peat moss, water, and you're ready to go.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.